Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air, KALW's radio magazine for the Bay Area performing arts scene. This week we welcome back for their third appearance on the virtual stage of our live Corona Radio Theater, members of the theater company Word for Word, and how appropriate for Juneteenth Eve, their presentation of the 1934 short story, The Blues I'm Playing, by Langston Hughes. It's set in both the Harlem Renaissance and the Paris of the 1920s and introduces us to a young black pianist who comes under the tutelage of a wealthy white woman. I'll talk to San Francisco artist Seth Eisen, founder and artistic director of iZen, about the return of Out of Sight, SOMA, the performance-driven queer history tour of San Francisco's South of Market neighborhood, this time as a live-streamed but still interactive event. And let's start with some music from Ensemble for These Times, E4TT. That's a brief excerpt from the first of Libby Larson's 2016 five-movement work for solo piano, 4 1/2, performed by Jin Zhao, on a new CD entitled Once Memory Night, Paul Ceylon, which features poet Paul Ceylon's words set to music, in some cases by David Garner, Jared Redman, Stephen Eddins, and Sleslav Milosz. I'm joined by Nanette from Ensemble for These Times, now in its 12th season. This is a contemporary music group that consists of award-winning soprano, co-director and co-founder Nanette McGinnis, Van Cliburn competitor pianist Dale Tsang, cellist Ann Lerner, and the 2015 American Prize winner, composer, co-director and co-founder of E4TT, David Garner. Nanette McGinnis joins me to talk about this CD and virtual release party scheduled for Friday the 26th. Welcome, Nanette.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I probably massacred a couple of the names that are featured on this CD as well as the performers. But so why the focus on Paul Ceylon?
Sure. So Paul Ceylon was a seminal European post-war poet of the 20th century. If you talk to most modern poets, they trace their roots back to him in some way or another. And Ceylon's works speak to his experiences of loss, disempowerment, imprisonment, survival under a brutal regime. So you can see that he's particularly relevant in these times. And when we planned this project, we started planning it in 2016. We premiered the works in 2018, and now we're releasing the CD this month. You can see it was relevant there and has grown, unfortunately, increasingly relevant now.
It's amazing how these things have parallels in so many ways. We're going to witness parallels with Word for Word's production of the Langston Hughes work as well to these contemporary times. Now, from its inception, E4TT has had a strong ongoing commitment to new music by women composers or with texts by women writers as well as by emerging and lesser-known composers. And this seems to be exactly what's on this new CD.
Yes, exactly. These are three modern composers. There's a woman composer, although it's not a premiere by her. And it has been part of both our stated and unstated mission from the get-go that we want to give voice to the voiceless, champion those who can't get their works out there. This has been very important to us and continues to be. So being on here today with the Supreme Court announcement about the DACA recipients and with Juneteenth tomorrow, it feels very symbolic and important to me and to us.
Indeed. This is the third release of E4TT. And we're calling this a Dreams of Distant Galas as a CD release party on the 26th. Yes. Tell us what's going to happen then.
So Dreams of Distant Galas is because our original concert that was canceled due to COVID-19 was called Dreams of Distant Lands and featured works by Shostakovich and so forth. So when we pivoted to instead do a virtual gala and CD release party, we changed the title, but we kept the basic imagery and idea. And we will have some excerpts from the premiere of pieces on the CD. We'll also have music by Gabriella Lina Frank. We'll have music by Juliana Hall, other composers from our call for scores, other women composers that we've worked with. And we have interviews with Vivian Fung, David Garner, soprano Chelsea Hollow, who has guested with us. And then a number of composers and musicians who have worked with us will be available to chat and answer questions. So we're trying to create a kind of a community and a sense of being in the concert hall with the people who are attending on YouTube, even though obviously we're all at a distance.
Sure.
And that's why we dream for distant lands and galas as well.
Indeed. We'll hope to be together and with an actual clink of a toast of a champagne glass in person sometime soon. Let's go out with a music that is also featured on this new CD, music by David Garner. We're going to hear the first movement of his work. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Die Eichene Tür, which means the oaken door, is a 7-movement piece with 2 interludes. Instrumental interludes. And that makes it a little bit unusual in that normally when you do an instrumental song cycle, you've got just the singer or singers and the instruments. But these are very, very well-written and interesting interludes. And so I'm glad you're picking that up. It is 7 movements, 5 songs using text by Celan, of which the core and key point of the cycle is Espenbaum, aspen tree, which is Celan's heartfelt cry for his mother's death at the hands of the Nazis. It's a short poem and beautiful.
Music of David Garner. We won't get to the poet of it, but we encourage people to catch the gala on the 26th to do so. Nanette McGinnis, thanks so much for talking to us. More information at e4tt.org.
Thank you for having me.
Music of David Garner, who has been a guest on Open Air and will be again down the road. We'll hope to spend more time with the folks from Ensemble for These Times as well down the road. Do tune in to e4tt.org for their virtual gala on the 26th of this month for their virtual release party as well. Coming up, Word for Word, we'll perform Langston Hughes' The Blues I'm Playing. But first, a brief walking tour for you, at least in a virtual sense. Conceived and directed by iZen founder and artistic director Seth Eisen, Out of Sight launched in 2018 to a sold-out run of performances in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood. The project continued last year with another sold-out run, this time spotlighting the South of Market District, home of the world's first leather and LGBTQ cultural district. Seth Eisen talks to us now about the virtual version of Out of Sight, the successes it has brought, and the fact that it's a very interactive and performance-driven walking tour, now virtual. Seth, welcome to Open Air.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. This is an exciting project, especially for this month when so many things in Pride are being reshaped. Tell us how Out of Sight is adapting.
Yeah, well, you know, we had intended that this tour this summer was going to be actually a 4-month run. Since we had such success last year, we were just looking for ways to have it be a little bit more sustainable. And then when COVID happened, we were right in the middle of rehearsals and kind of automatically continued when we didn't know what was going on, to just continuing rehearsals online. And we've rewritten the script with new histories. And then we got to actually work in a brand new medium, which has been both awkward and a great discovery for all these different ways that we can be very interactive in ways that we weren't. There's a lot more intimacy in a way, strangely, that you can achieve online that you can't when you're walking on the busy streets.
Indeed, I believe you've done something in the Castro as well.
No, we actually did our first walking tour was in North Beach. And that was in 2018, and that featured a lot of unknown, you know, erased histories from North Beach area. And, you know, our shows go all the way back and really give voice to Ohlone and Two-Spirit people, moving all the way forward to, you know, current days, to the 1980s and 90s.
iZen's performance-driven queer history tour will be live-streamed Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the end of the month. We have a little bit of an excerpt from Leah Crow, one of the performers involved, singing Where the, well, not the boys are, where the dykes are. Seth, introduce Leah Crow for us, would you?
Yeah, Leah Crow is someone I've been just dying to work with for many years. I've been a big fan of since her days as Elvis herself is, and just a fantastic performer, and rewrote Connie Francis's song Where the Boys Are to go along with the history that we feature in the show about the lesbian bar from the late 1970s through the 1980s in South of Market called the Bay Brick Inn, that was just an incredible resource for women and queer people.
Nice. Well, here's Leah Crow singing that tune. And Seth, let's have you back on to talk in more detail about the projects to come. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
Great Leah Crow, part of the cast of Out of Sight Soma. Learn more about those virtual tours through the end of the month at iZen.org. That's Open Air for this week. If you're a fan of the theater arts, a reminder that Theater Works from L.A. L.A. Theater Works begins at its new time this Friday at 8. You'll hear The Hard Problem by Tom Stoppard. And next week on Open Air, with Leah Garchek as guest host, you'll have members of the Bats Improv Bay Area Theater Sports on the virtual stage of Corona Theater. You'll also hear about Frameline 44. That's all on next week's Open Air. My thanks to Neil Swinkles for producing. I'm David Latulippe. You can send me comments at david@kalw.org. Thanks so much for listening to Open Air. We're archived at kalw.org, with the exception of today's performance by Word for Word, which was a one-time-only performance. I'm glad you caught it.